this is a compound. This is what I call the John Wells shotgun out the back door question.
Okay.
It seems like so much of this is rooted in childhood.
Yeah.
How much emotional trauma can a person sustain before they're beyond pulling back from that precipice?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. The answer is really unlimited. Let me give you a very good example, and let me talk to you about the capacity of the human being to recover. Peter and I trained a medical missionary that then went to deal with the 1994 Rwandan genocide of victims. And then after that, there was a team of people using, this is called energy psychology, where we're using the body's energy system to help heal the mind, where people are tapping or they're doing something to create feedback loops to the brain. And what they did is they had a group of about, let's say, 50 children that had seen their families killed in front of them, if you can imagine that atrocity. They gave them one-hour treatment, and they gave them a test that looks at the severity of post-traumatic stress disorder. They gave them the test, they gave them the treatment, they gave them the test again, and the 47 out of 50 cleared the post-traumatic test, but more importantly, at a year follow-up, they were still clear.
Yep. Let me ask you this, Dr. Pratt. Something like a Rwanda thing—that's a meteor. That's an asteroid hit for sure.
Yeah.
But just taking it down to just the everyday practical, just the pedestrian level stuff. For example, why does one encounter with a rude person linger all day for most people? You know, it's like out of 100 compliments that you get, the one you remember is the insult.
That is the power of the subconscious. We're right back to that resonance, because your subconscious is scanning your entire history for the times when somebody said something bad to you. Now, the usual ratio, they used to say, it takes 5 positives offset 1 negative, but it takes usually about 15 in my experience. But what you're doing is, you know, you're going back to childhood and even in adulthood, scanning for all of the negatives for the events. Now, the nice thing is you can go in on, let's say that happens, and you're finding your mind compelled to recirculate this issue. You go ahead, and this, we've got 4 steps to this technique. And you identify what belief you're going to work on. We have 7 basic ones. And then you do a clearing program that just follow the steps. And so there's 2 basic things. You prepare the body. If we have time tonight, I can even do a treatment if you like over the phone. You prepare the body to accept the treatment, and then you do this repatterning, which is actually doing the treatment, which is very pleasant, and then you anchor the treatment so that you don't have to repeat it usually. And so imagine what that does to self-confidence, which is usually one of the biggest limitations in being successful.